down. We're scoring some serious fan food this hour. Good morning. I'm Kate Archer-Kend in for Joy Cardine. Fan food could arguably be its own food group. What do you like to devour when you and your crew watch the Packers? Going to get some menu ideas this hour ahead of Sunday's big playoff game. The Packers take on the Dallas Cowboys. And with the Pack in the Big D, there will certainly be a lot of Wisconsinites in front of their TVs. Joining us now to plan our game day menu is Amy Hanton. She's the author of the Cooking Mom Cookbooks and host of the cooking show Living with Amy, which is out of Green Bay. She blogs at thecookingmom.com. Amy, welcome to the program.
Kate, thanks for having me. I'm super excited, and I'm really excited for the game on Sunday. I think we're all pinching ourselves in Wisconsin, but like, we're here. This is really happening. It's really a fun time.
So Amy, I am relatively new to Wisconsin and quite new to Packer party traditions. So you're going to have to forgive me and carry me along a little bit, although I've done research. But let's start with what's unique about cooking for a Packers game day.
Well, first of all, I think that you want to get things done ahead of time, and you don't want to be the one missing that Aaron Rodgers touchdown. So, you know, in Green Bay and in Wisconsin, football is more than just a game. It really is it's like a holiday. It's something special. It's a time to gather with your friends and family. Church, you know, gets out early. If it's a noon game, so it really is something special. And the game day spread is something you want to get done ahead of time. Game day parties are huge. There's going to be a ton of them happening on Sunday because most of us won't be able to be in Dallas for the game. So you want to be able to put out your spread and enjoy the game. And you don't want to be stuck in the kitchen the whole time. A lot of times these game day parties are kind of like a potluck. So if you're going to somebody's house, you definitely want to bring something. Do not go empty-handed. And sometimes, in the case of my friends, you want to bring the best dish there, the dish that everybody's raving about. So at my house, we put a huge spread out on my kitchen island and let everybody have at it so that, you know, when people are hungry, they can get up and help themselves, and you don't have to be that one stuck in the kitchen the whole time. And that's really the way game day parties should roll. You know, you don't want to miss any of the action, any of the fun.
So planning ahead, very, very important. What food items are a must for game day? What should our grocery list look like?
Well, first of all, it's cold. So I always say this time of year, people really want a mix of, you don't do just, you know, cold subs and cold veggie and dip tray. That's just really not going to cut it. It's chilly outside. You want to have some warm, comforting food. I think every football party has to have a bunch of munchies and a good dip or two. I think some sort of a soup or chili is also a great thing to have in your crock pot. And big, messy sandwiches or any kind of sandwich. This is a late afternoon game, so this is really going to be dinner. You don't want people going home from your party and having to hit the drive-through fast food restaurant. So it's really got to be a combination of great dips, some sort of soup or stew, great sandwiches, of course, beverages, and lots of napkins. And a Packers win would be pretty darn cool, too.
All right. So what recipes can we prep ahead of time?
You know, my recipes are easy breezy. That's the way I roll. I'm not a chef. I'm just a mom trying to get dinner on the table, or in this case, trying to put on a really great game day spread. So most of my recipes you can totally get done ahead of time. I'm going to start with one that is pure football food. In fact, this is a recipe that kind of went viral. The New York Times picked it up, and they said they were looking for the ultimate football food. And I submitted this recipe, and it made it, and it was one of the tops. And they said, yeah, this is it. And it's a slow cooker recipe that just says Wisconsin all over it. It's a sausage and cheese chowder that you can throw together the morning of a game. So Sunday morning, you can throw this all together in your slow cooker. It'll be done in a few hours before kickoff. You can even get it started around noon. It's amazing. It starts with, you want to pick up some like a link of smoked sausage, your favorite smoked sausage, and cut it into slices. Then a bag of the cubed Southern-style hash brown potatoes, the frozen potatoes.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Uh-huh.
Really easy. Nope, you don't even have to peel the potatoes or dice them. Just this is a shortcut. And if you like onions and peppers, you can get the O'Brien potatoes. So throw 4 cups of those potatoes in there, your sliced smoked sausage, a tablespoon of dry minced onion, 2 cans of cream of celery soup. I know this sounds weird, but it really, really works. A couple of dashes of hot sauce, a box of Velveeta cheese that you cut into cubes, 3 to 4 cups of milk, and then a can of French-style green beans that you've drained. And I know you're saying, the green beans, how does that work in there? Trust me on this one. It does. So you throw that all in your slow cooker with about 3 to 4 cups of milk. Let it cook low and slow for a couple hours. Stir it every once in a while. Last thing you're going to throw in there is a splash or two of beer, because we like beer and just about everything in Wisconsin. This is cheesy, wonderful goodness. It is amazing. You have to make this. If not for this Packers game, another time. Double, triple the recipe. Put it in your big Nesco. I serve it with a crouton so that people can sprinkle on top, some extra shredded cheese that they could put on top of their bowls, and some chopped green onions. So you have some fixings that people can ladle this soup into the bowls or the chowder, and then put a little, you know, cheese and onions and croutons on top. And are you getting hungry? Because I am.
And can you say the name of the recipe one more time for us?
Yes, it is a sausage and cheese chowder that you make in the slow cooker, and you'll find it right on my website.
Excellent. We're talking with Amy Hanton. She's the author of the Cooking Mom Cookbooks and host of the cooking show Living with Amy. Lots of recipes out there that are geared specifically for Packer football parties, and we're learning about those recipes this hour. And you might have a recipe to share with us. What do you like to cook up for your Packers crew? Fill us in at 800-642-1234, or you can post your recipe on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. We would love to see what you are cooking up. Share with us your menu as well. Now, Amy, as you said, lots of people gathering around the TV. We like to have a sampling of finger foods in front of us, perhaps some appetizers, little things that we can pick up and eat. What would you suggest?
Absolutely. Lots of appetizers are a great thing. Let's get back to the brats, because we love our brats here in Wisconsin. So you got your cheese and sausage chowder in your slow cooker hanging out. Another fun recipe that I do, they're called brat bundles. And they're just delicious, great finger food, and really, really, really simple. So what you want to do is you want to pick up some of the cheesy brats, the pre-done brats, or your favorite pre-cooked brats. So like the smoked brats that come in links, that's what you want to do. You want to pick up a package or two of those. Then you want to get a tube of the Pillsbury refrigerated crescent roll dough.
Uh-huh. Yep.
I like to get the seamless dough, which isn't already cut into those triangles, but either one will work. And then a beaten egg. So this recipe is 3 ingredients. So basically you take the dough, and you wrap, cut it into strips, and you wrap each a little dough around each one of the smoked brats, cut them into like about 2-inch pieces, put them on a baking sheet, just a large baking sheet, brush each one of these little bundles, now that you've got the little pieces of brat that are wrapped in the raw crescent roll dough, with a little bit of beaten egg, pop them in the oven at 425 for about 12 minutes. Serve these warm out of the oven with your favorite German mustard or a great spicy mustard, and watch them disappear. They're so good and so easy, and they're really fun with the cheesy brats in there and then the puff pastry, and then you've got that little bit of mustard to dip them in. They're really yummy.
Yeah, that sounds like something really easy. I like the 3 ingredients part.
I'm totally with you on that one. I have another one that's really fun, too, that my kids beg me to make every game day. And I am like, okay, sure, if you want me to make it, I can do it. They're called Sweet Little Pigs. And bacon is super on trend. So anything you're going to serve with bacon at your game day party is going to be a hit. So again, 3 ingredients. So you want to pick up some of those little smoked sausages, just the little guys, and then a pound of bacon and a cup of brown sugar. And you're going to cut the bacon into thirds, so cut those strips of bacon into 3 pieces. Wrap a piece of bacon around each one of these little smoked sausages. Get them on a foil-lined baking sheet, because these are kind of sticky and ooey and gooey. So foil-line your baking sheet, maybe even spray it with some cooking spray. Get these little bacon-wrapped yummy little pigs on the baking sheet, and then sprinkle brown sugar over each one of them. Bake them for 15, 20 minutes at 350 degrees. They're sweet, they're salty, they're yummy. Make plenty, double the recipe. You can keep them warm in a slow cooker for people to help themselves, so they'll keep it nice and warm after you bake them. They are amazing.
And the brown sugar part, that kind of caramelizes things
with
the bacon.
I mean, yeah, it makes the bacon even better. They're not too sweet. They're just kind of sweet and salty, and the sausages get a little bit brown, too, when you put them in the oven. They're yummy. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, hitting on that sweet-salty mix. I love it. Lots of recipes out there geared specifically for Packers football parties. We're learning about the recipes this hour with Amy Hanton. She's the author of the Cooking Mom Cookbooks and host of the cooking show Living with Amy. It's produced in no other than Green Bay. And don't hold back. We want to hear about your food traditions around Packers games. What do you like to cook up? Do you have any superstitions for foods you must consume during a Packers game to pull out a win? Fill us in at 800-642-1234 or post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. I'm Kate Archer Kent in for Joy, and news is coming up next.
High 87 lead the league with no Pro Bowls. Frozen tundra where it's so cold. Blitz Rodgers, that's a no-no. Run the table, yeah, you know we did it. Postseason, no, we coming with it. Better yet, we coming for it. Charged up, no Melvin Gordon. All-time leading score. Mason Crosby with the field goals. Bandwagons, we don't feel those. We marching on them, no steel toes.
Yeah, Joey Cardine Show kicking it with the Wisco Kids, the American hip-hop collective out of Green Bay. Yeah, we're feeling good about it. I'm Kate Archer-Kent in for Joy. The show's sounding on trend with Packers music, and we're talking Packers food this hour. What do you love to eat on game day? And Sunday's a big one with the Pack taking on the Cowboys in Dallas. We're putting together a menu this hour with the help of Amy Hanton. She writes the Cooking Mom Cookbook. And she hosts the cooking show Living with Amy in no other place than Green Bay. And we want to get your input on game day food traditions. Is there a recipe your guests always ask for when they come over for a game? Or is there a recipe you always bring to a friend's house or family? Tell us about these recipes at 800-642-1234 or post your delicious ideas on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Your pictures, of course, are always welcome as well. So, Amy, we talked in the past with you about one of your favorite game day traditions, the football cheese ball. Remind us of this one.
This is a fun one. So, first of all, Kate, cheese balls are back on trend. You know, they say everything old is new again. So if you bring a cheese ball, if you're making a cheese ball for your game day party, you're going to be trending. And why not shape it into a football and it doubles as a centerpiece? So I have a whole bunch of great cheese ball recipes on my website that are really, really easy and delicious. Cheese balls that you pick up during the holidays at the grocery store just don't taste all that good. And it's super easy to make a cheese ball at home. And we talked about getting things done ahead of time for the game. This is something you could actually make today, get it all ready in your refrigerator or for sure tomorrow. And then it'll be all done when the game rolls around Sunday afternoon. So this is a fun one that I do. It's a cheddar, bacon, and beer cheese ball. So this is perfect for your football party. So it starts out with 3 blocks of cream cheese that you soften a bit. Put that in a big mixing bowl with 2 tablespoons of your favorite beer, a couple cloves of garlic that you've chopped up really fine, 3 tablespoons of chopped up fresh parsley. Mix that all together with your beater until it's nice and smooth. Then you're going to fold in a cup and a half of shredded sharp cheddar cheese, 1/2 cup of chopped scallions, 6 slices of cooked crumbled bacon, optional, I love this for the flavor and the color, 3 tablespoons of pimento, but if you like pimento or red pepper, you can leave it out. So just mix that all together, again, until it's nice and smooth. And then what you're going to want to do is cover it and refrigerate it several hours overnight so that it firms back up again, because you've kind of loosened it up when you've mixed it and gotten all combined, and it needs to get a little bit firmer. So then after you've, you know, let it set up overnight, covered in plastic wrap, get it out of the refrigerator, and just, it's very, very easy to either shape it into a ball or just use, I used to put my hands in like plastic baggies, Ziploc baggies, both hands, and then form it into a football. It sounds complicated. I promise anybody can do it. I am not crafty. You can do this. So once you've got it into like a football shape on a plate, Then you're going to want to coat it with chopped pecans. If you don't like nuts, you can coat it with, this is going to make it look like a football, and it's really cute. You can also coat it with cooked crumbled bacon if you don't like nuts. Just kind of press that those nuts or the bacon into the cheese ball. And then for the top, for the laces, you can take either roasted red pepper out of the jar and cut that into strips, or you can take slices of cheese, cheddar cheese, or any like Swiss cheese, and just cut that into thin strips and just make the laces on top and then surround it by crackers. Super cute. Take a picture. As I said, it doubles as a centerpiece for your game day spread, and watch it disappear because it's really tasty too.
I don't think I would even want to destroy or dip into this cheese because it sounds so adorable.
It is really cute, but I promise you it will disappear. It's delicious.
So what type of crackers would you recommend for to accompany your cheese ball?
Well, you don't want a cracker that's really soft you want to be able to kind of dip in there and spread it a little bit. I like some of the Pepperidge Farm crackers are a little bit harder. Any kind of a great buttery cracker. I love the toasted crackers. Your favorite cracker, I guess. Triscuits would be fine, too. Whatever you've got.
Well, let's take a call now. John from Bose. Hi, John.
Good morning. I recommend Texas chili because we're going to be in Texas, and it's going to be chili.
So what goes into your Texas chili?
Well, it's 2 cans of tomato paste, 3 cans of tomato sauce, and 1 pound of tenderloin, cut up in like small pieces, an onion, and 3 cans of tomatoes that you can get like whole tomatoes,
mm-hmm.
and garlic. And the secret ingredient is 3 cans of 6 ounces, and I repeat, 6 ounces of red hot chili peppers.
Whoa, okay.
There's no beans in it, there's no noodles in it, but it's, you can adjust the hotness from as many as cans of hot chili peppers you put in there.
Okay, Amy?
That sounds delicious. And John, I take it you brown up that beef tenderloin first in a big stew pot with maybe a little oil to get it going and then dump the rest of that in there?
Exactly.
That sounds really good. You know, Texas chili, a lot of it doesn't have ground beef. They use a lot of steak and or chuck roast in their chili. And I agree with John. It is cold out there. If you're having a game day party, you can't go wrong with chili and then all the fixins. I have a white chicken chili recipe that's super easy. It's a dump and go. And that's another thing you can have. You could actually make a chili party and have a few people bring their chili, different crock pots full of chili, and do kind of a chili cook-off for the game day party. My white chicken chili is really delicious because it's healthy for the new year, for people who are trying to take it a little easy. Also, sometimes some of those really dark red tomato-y chilies just don't agree with me, if you know what I mean, and I love chili. So this recipe is perfect. It starts with a big can or 4 cans or a big jar, one of those big 8-ounce jars of great northern beans. Dump those beans into a colander and run some water over them so you drain and rinse off that liquid. Then you're going to either want to pick up a rotisserie chicken and shred that, or 3 chicken breasts that you've cooked in the oven and then shredded those. 4 cups of chicken stock, a jar of thick and chunky salsa. I like to use the green salsa, and 2 teaspoons, I should say, of cumin. Just simmer that for about 15 minutes, and it's done. I mean, it's the easiest chili ever. Dump it into you can also do it in the slow cooker. Dump all the ingredients in the slow cooker. Turns on low for a few hours or high for about 2 hours. Double, triple this recipe. Leftovers freeze great. And again, serve this in a crock pot with little dishes of sour cream, chopped jalapeno pepper, shredded cheese, green onions, whatever you really want to put on your chili. I think a chili bar is a great way to go for game day. You can throw out a big basket of tortilla chips. I love Fritos crunched on top of this chili or any chili. You can't go wrong with the Fritos crunched on top. That's one of my favorite toppings. Don't tell anybody though, Kate, because that's a little bit naughty, but they're so good.
Well, we all have our favorite fixins for chili. Chili, actually, I feel like you need something, an accoutrement, something to add to your chili on top. It just, you know, it's bare without something there on top.
You got to make your bowl fun, and everybody likes something a little bit different on their chili, so go crazy on the toppings and put out a bunch of stuff. I collect hot sauces, I happen to like things really spicy. But if you are making chili, think about the other guests that are coming to your party. Not everybody, you know, can take the heat. So, you know, make it kind of, I like to make it kind of mild, or make a couple of batches, one batch that's more spicy and one that's a little more mild for the kiddos.
Mm-hmm.
Don't forget about the kids. The kids are watching this game, too. The kids are all over this. They're excited about it. They're pumped up. It's Packers Friday in Green Bay. Everybody's wearing green and gold, probably all over the state today. So make sure you've got some kid-friendly dishes and recipes, too, when it comes to the game on Sunday.
Yeah, give us some ideas for kid-friendly food that would really speak to them as well.
Well, first of all, I think you got to have some fun desserts, and I have some really fun dessert recipes for the game. And why not get them involved and have them actually help prepare some game day goodies? I'm a big fan of getting the kids in the kitchen to help them cook. I do some super cute brownies that look like footballs, and
of course,
they're very, very easy to do. You can actually just bake your favorite brownie mix and take a cookie cutter. They have football-shaped cookie cutters, or just do them by hand. So cut those brownies into little football shapes, melt some chocolate chips with a little bit of heavy cream, and spread that on top of each one of these little mini football brownies, and then you can pipe white frosting as the laces. They're super cute and they're super fun. The kids can help make those. And I also do a green and gold layered trifle dessert. It's a no-bake dessert that the kids can help make. Basically, you take pistachio pudding, and you mix that up with some milk. And then in another bowl, you take vanilla or French vanilla pudding and mix that up with some milk. And then you take either angel food cake and cut it in cubes, or store-bought pound cake, like Vera Lee pound cake, cut that into cubes. Layer the pistachio, the green pudding, cubes of the cake, then some of the yellow pudding, and then a little whipped cream and green and gold jimmies on top, or maybe a football. You can go to those cake decorating stores, or just so many stores now sell the little football rings to garnish your little, you know, your cupcakes and your these little trifles. And they're so cute. And you can even do these in clear plastic cups for the game day, and have, you know, a dozen or two of these clear plastic cups with this pudding concoction. They're really, really cute. They're really fun and very easy. No bake. So if you don't have time and don't have a lot of time to throw this party together, go to my website. I promise you, my recipes are super doable.
We're talking with the cooking mom, Amy Hanton, about recipes we can make for the big playoff game Sunday. Things we can make ahead so that we can actually watch the game and not just feel like we have to be the entertaining person the whole time through. So give us your ideas for great recipes that we can replicate in our homes at 800-642-1234. Tell us what you're cooking up. Post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. And by the way, we have so many of these great recipes that Amy has been talking about on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page, including that sausage and cheese chowder we started off with, including the cheese ball recipe that is so fabulous and adorable. Amy, I'm going to be moving on here into the messy sandwich category.
Yes, good. I was waiting for that. That's one of my favorite things.
And we have the hot bacon Swiss and roast beef sliders recipe. What's this about?
Oh, my gosh. So this is a new one that I came up with. Sliders are also very much on trend. I love sliders because you feel like you can eat like two or three of them. Other eating a little bit more is always more fun. The other thing about this recipe is it's ooey and gooey. And as I said earlier, a game day party must consist of dips, munchies, some sort of a soup or chili, and then lots of messy sandwiches. And this one's really messy. But it makes a big batch, and you can prep it ahead of time. So you want to take a 9x13 pan and pick up some of those sweet Hawaiian rolls. They come in a package of like 24, or you can get two packages of 12. So preheat your oven to 350 degrees, or if you're making these ahead of time, just have these all in the refrigerator ready to bake. But what you're going to want to do is take the rolls, cut them in half, and put the bottom half of the rolls down in your 9x13 pan. So there you go. On top of those rolls, and by the way, make sure and spray the bottom of that pan with some cooking spray. You're going to take some shaved roast beef, or very thinly sliced roast beef from the deli, and put a little bit of roast beef on top of each one of these rolls. Then on top of the rolls, you're going to take 8 slices of cooked crumbled bacon and sprinkle that bacon on top of the roast beef. So you
here comes the bacon again.
Yes, exactly. More bacon, more better. On top of the bacon goes Swiss cheese that you've cut into little pieces. So take slices of Swiss cheese and cut it into fours, or you can pick up the shredded Swiss cheese and just sprinkle that. And then the tops of the rolls go on. So you've got basically the rolls, roast beef, bacon, cheese, tops of the rolls back on. All right. Then you're going to take one stick of unsalted butter. Make sure and get the unsalted, otherwise it's going to be too salty. And melt that along with one packet of dry Hidden Valley ranch dressing mix. Like, I love ranch. The kids like ranch. So don't make the dressing. You just want to take that dry packet and mix it with the melted butter. And one tablespoon of horseradish. If you like it a little spicy, you can do two tablespoons of horseradish. But I like to take it mild. You can also always serve the extra horseradish on the side. Then pour that buttery horseradish ranch concoction over the rolls right before baking. Bake them covered with foil for about 15 minutes. Uncover, bake them for another 10 minutes or so. Talk about amazing. Serve these warm, ooey, gooey, wonderful. Get out the napkins. If you're making them ahead, just keep them covered in plastic wrap and do the buttery mixture right before baking. Don't put the buttery mixture on until right before baking, but you can certainly have the sandwiches all prepped in your 9x13 pan in the fridge. You can even do that tomorrow to get that part out of the way. But these are a hit. I did these at the holidays a few times, a few different holiday parties. People went nuts over them, and I'm like, this is my new game day go-to. Yeah, they're delicious.
And they don't fall apart? They stay together?
Oh, yeah, they stay together. And yeah, warning, you may be eating two or three or four of these. They're that good.
I just can imagine with, all those different tastes colliding.
Yes.
And it really brings it together for sliders. We've talked a lot, Amy, about slow cookers, and we know we can make chili and chowder in our slow cookers. What else is a great use for our slow cooker?
Well, slow cooking is just my thing. In both of my cookbooks and on my website, I have an entire in my cookbooks, an entire chapter on slow cookers, and in my website, an entire category. For game day parties, it's a great way to go because you can throw it together in the morning. And, you know, I do a lot of great sandwiches in the slow cooker. So let's talk about hot Italian beef sandwiches, which are absolutely wonderful, that you do in your slow cooker. And basically, you pick yourself up a nice, big chuck roast or a rump roast. We're talking about a 5-pounder here. And so you need a nice big slow cooker because, you know, if you're doing it, go big or go home. Got a little extra. You know, it freezes really well. So get yourself a nice big chuck roast. And then you're going to want to basically pick up a packet of dry Italian dressing mix. That's one of my shortcuts. So this is just a little packet. You'll find it near the salad dressing. And you're going to take and boil in some water a little bit of salt, black pepper, dried oregano, dried basil, onion salt, dried parsley, garlic powder, and a bay leaf. So just simmer that for just a few minutes. And then pour that mixture along with that packet over the roast. You can even throw a little beer in there if you wanted to. Cover that roast and all that great mixture, that liquid mixture with all those seasonings in your slow cooker. Let it cook low and slow for 8 to 10 hours. So if you're doing
this that's a long time. Whoa.
You need that time because you need that beef to get super tender. So you need to do this at like get up at like 7 a.m. and get this together.
Do
it the night before. And then it's going to shred apart on you. I love to serve this with sliced pepperoncini peppers, crusty rolls so that everybody can take some of that shredded beef and some of the au jus and put it into their sandwiches. I have a bunch of great hot beef, barbecue pork recipes like this on my website, big, messy sandwiches that you just leave the beef or the pork in the slow cooker, have the buns on the side. I do sloppy joes like this, and then everybody can help themselves to the big, messy sandwich when they're hungry.
Nice and sloppy, yes. You know, for some households, food preparation in advance of a Packers game, it's a sport unto itself. Agree? A lot of thought and planning going into it. What can we learn about your game day traditions? Do you have a special thing you like to prepare for a Packers game? Let us know. 800-642-1234. Tell us what you're cooking up for Sunday on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. The Cooking Mom and Amy Hanton stays with us to help us plan the meal. We'll add more fixins right after this news from NPR and WPR. I'm Kate Archer-Kent for the Ideas Network. I've been over here. I don't need to say it. Music does all the work here. Good morning. I'm Kate Archer-Kent in for Joy Cardine. We're talking game day grub this hour with the Cooking Mom, also known as Amy Hanton. She writes the Cooking Mom cookbooks and hosts the cooking show Living with Amy out of Green Bay. And let's bring in your voice to this conversation. What are you cooking up for this Sunday's big playoff game? Is your menu set? Are you still open to some inspiration? Let's brainstorm at 800-642-1234 or post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Now, Amy, it's not going to be that cold on Sunday. Some people might be firing up their grills. What would you suggest if you want to do some grilling?
The best brats ever. And it's, you know, I grill all year round, and there's nothing better than some great brats on game day. So I have the ultimate way to do brats. I call it my brat tub. And what I do love about this recipe is that you can get out there and do some grilling if you're craving, you know, if you've been just craving brats on the grill, but you don't have to be grilling during the game. So you can get these done ahead of time and then put them in your slow cooker. So what I do is I start off by browning the brats on the grill, and then in a foil pan on the same side of the grill, you're going to want to melt a couple sticks of butter. It's game day. This is not the day to take it easy, although I do have some healthy chili recipes and a great healthy Southwest stew. But, you know, you got to be a little naughty on game day. So basically, you want to take a couple of big onions and slice those thin, along with the butter that's melting in there, a big container, big jar of sauerkraut that you've drained, dump that in there. And then you're going to let that cook with the butter, the onions, the sauerkraut, and then a couple of bottles of your favorite beer. So it basically forms this nice, I call it the brat tub, this great juicy, you know, mixture. And then you're going to take those browned up brats and take those and put them in that tub of goodness with the beer and the onions and the butter and the kraut and let them hang out nice and warm and cozy. That keeps those brats really nice and juicy so they don't get dry. And you can transfer this whole mixture into a slow cooker and just put it on low or warm. And then just put that on your kitchen island along with some brat buns and some ketchup and mustard and some pickles and maybe some raw onion. And people can just help themselves to those great brats whenever they're hungry. Put a little kraut on top. I have to have some kraut on my brat, for sure. I used to work at Mater's in Milwaukee. Love sauerkraut. So, yeah, these are the best brats ever. I promise you'll find a recipe on my website.
Well, Amy, I think I've heard a lot this hour with the three B's, butter, bacon, and beer. So tell us a little bit, to be fair, some healthier options that we can have for game day. A little nutrition here, a little less grease.
Yeah, you know what? I think it really is important to think about that and have some healthy alternatives. So you can't go wrong. I think every party needs to have some sort of a fresh veggie and dip tray, whether you pick one up or you make them yourself. I think that's super important, and make it colorful and bright. Don't just put carrots and celery on there. Do some green and gold peppers, some red peppers, some sugar snap peas. You can do zucchini and yellow summer squash. Make it really pretty and big. And if you're looking for some fun dip recipes for the veggies, I make a dill dip recipe that actually came from Lambeau Field. They used to make it at Lambeau Field and serve this dip in the luxury boxes, best dill dip ever. And you can get that recipe on my website. I also do a killer blue cheese dip. So really important to have some veggies and dip. I also have a Southwest stew recipe that you do in your slow cooker. It's a spin on a white chicken chili, but it's got black beans in it and tomatoes. Super duper healthy, very, very easy, and yet it's filling. So, and it's a slow cooker recipe. So here again, you can throw it all together in your slow cooker on Sunday morning. It'll be done by cook-off. Kickoff starts with 6 chicken breasts. You just throw them in there raw in your slow cooker, the whole boneless, skinless chicken breast. Season them up really well, those chicken breasts, with garlic powder, onion powder, cumin, and a little cayenne pepper. Then you're going to throw in 4 cups of chicken stock, 2 cans of tomatoes with green chilies, a can of black beans that you've rinsed and drained, a cup and a half of frozen corn, and then let that cook low and slow all day long. Right before game time, take your fork and shred up those chicken breasts, and then you want to serve this just like you would with chili with all the fixings. So fresh chopped cilantro, you can do some cut up lime wedges to squeeze on top, scallions. It's a great way to fill it up. You can do a slow cooker full of white or brown rice. You can put a little rice in the bottom of your bowl and then ladle some of this chicken stew on top of it. It's a kind of like a healthy chili, and it's really, really colorful and delicious and yummy.
It sounds really nourishing, too. Pretty hearty and really nice option with rice.
Absolutely. That's a great way to kind of stretch it. Here in Wisconsin, we're known for doing noodles with our chili. That's kind of a Wisconsin thing. And this is kind of the same idea. And you can do brown rice to keep it healthy, or quinoa. You can have some cooked quinoa and then ladle this Southwest chicken stew on top of that. And it's really delicious. You won't even know that it's nice and light. And I have a whole category of nice and light recipes on my website, so please check it out.
One other thing, you know, people are really stretching for green and gold food items. What comes to mind here?
I actually have a lot of that. Being that I live in Green Bay, I do a lot of green and gold food. So you can do green and gold brat kebabs. So you can take those brats and thread them onto skewers with onions and green and gold peppers. You can have those all threaded up and in your refrigerator ahead of time and then quickly grill them. And then I brush them with a nice little glaze with apple cider and soy sauce, just to kind of give those vegetables some color and some flavor and brown up the broth. That's a good one. You can take basically little balls of fresh mozzarella, cheese, and green for the basil, and then yellow tomatoes, and put those on skewers. So you basically, they're like caprese kebabs with and serve them with pesto sauce for dipping.
Those
look really, really cute. Let's see, what else? I do a green and gold layered taco dip. That's really fun, and you can find that recipe on my website. That's a great make-ahead with refried beans and then basically green salsa and then green and gold cheese on the top. It's got a few different layers. So I have a lot of great layered taco dips. Again, football parties, you got to have a lot of dips. So if you're looking for some fun dip recipes, please go to my website. I do a baked artichoke, spinach artichoke dip, which is green and gold, and you can take it in a bread bowl, and it's really, really delicious. So, yeah, if you're looking for green and gold recipes, please go to my website. I've got a whole whole category on appetizers and munchies, and you'll find a lot of those green and gold kind of game day ideas right there.
No shortage of ideas with you, Amy. This has been such a pleasure, such a fun hour visiting with you with all these options. Thanks for joining us.
Kate, thank you so much for having me. I hope I've made you hungry and all you listeners hungry. And I hope gotten the idea that we take the Packers and football really seriously in Wisconsin. So, Kate, if you need a game day party to come to, head to Green Bay. Come on over to my house. I'd love to have you.
Thank you so much for the invite. Amy Hanton is the author of the Cooking Mom Cookbook. She's the host of the cooking show Living with Amy, and it comes to us out of Green Bay. She's known as The Cooking Mom and blogs at thecookingmom.com. Go to Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. See so many of these recipes. And thanks for listening. Now it's time for another Packers story, courtesy of Wisconsin Life. Here's executive producer Erica Janik.
Taunts between Minnesota and Wisconsin are par for the course when it comes to football. Susan Lampert-Smith felt confident in her love for the Pack at an away game, until she found herself trapped in the elevator with some Vikings fans.
There are a few things that we Green Bay Packer fans like better than to show our Packer pride at road games. Whether we're invading Soldier Field or mixing it up with the Saints fans under the freeway near the Superdome, we Packer fans travel well. It's especially fun to back the Pack in the Twin Cities, home to plenty of those mixed marriages, in which he goes Green Bay and she's for the Vikes. It's sweet when your team takes it to the neighbors, kind of like beating your brother at euchre. Just don't do what I did. I went to the last Packer game at the Vikings Metrodome and barely lived to tell the tale. The Pack's last stand at the old Metrodome was just before Halloween 2013. My husband was looking fine in a skeleton outfit with a Packer cape. I took an old Vikings helmet and covered it with green and gold swag. I explained to passersby that I was a turncoat Viking fan. You know, Vikings fans who have to cheer for the Packers in the playoffs. I thought I was pretty funny. That game went according to plan. Old Ragnar the Viking roared out on his Harley to the heavy metal of Led Zeppelin. Oh, they played their dumb skull song when their team scored. But by the fourth quarter, Aaron Rodgers of the Pack had the lead for good. The Metrodome emptied, and the remaining Packer fans rocked the joint with cheers of, "Go, Pack, go!" We were feeling pretty smug as we walked to our hotel. I jumped on the elevator just as the doors were closing. Big mistake. It was packed with grouchy Vikings fans. Then the elevator lurched up past all of our floors and shuddered to a halt. The lights went out. The phone didn't work. And then the voices started.
"Don't you just hate Packer fans?"
"Yeah, they're so dumb. They only know two words. Go, Pack, go."
"Since we're stuck, we should introduce ourselves. I'm Thor from Thunder Bay." And so it went, around the elevator. I was jammed up against the door, clutching that ill-advised Packer helmet.
"Hey, you, where are you from?"
"Wisconsin."
"It's her fault the elevator overloaded. Let's throw her down the shaft."
Just when I thought I would pass out, the elevator shot up a few more floors and the doors flew open. I ran down the stairs to my room as fast as my shaky knees could carry me. So, yes, I'm sure you Packer fans who crossed the St. Croix to see the new Viking Stadium had a great time. Me? I'll be watching this season from my sofa, safe in the heart of Cheeseland.
Susan Lampert-Smith is a writer in Madison. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and Wisconsin Public Television in partnership with the Wisconsin Humanities Council. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. Find more Wisconsin Life on our website, wisconsinlife.org, and on Facebook. I'm Erica Janik.
Thanks to producers Naija Ellison and to Chris Molina, who's keeping us current with the Wisco Kids, and technical director Michelle Good. I'm Kate Archer Kent, sitting in for the Joy Cardine Show. You're listening to the Ideas Network.